Morning Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, good morning, afternoon, whatever time of day this airs. Mm-hmm. My name is Gaylene Weidlich, and I'm the executive director for the Wood Buffalo Community Foundation.
And so what's that all about? Explain that, please.
Yeah.
And thank you.
So the Community Foundation is a charity, a registered charity here in Fort McMurray. We were established back in 2017, and we basically connect donors with charities and help donors fund the programs that they want to fund, and also help charities be long-term sustainable and do the activities that they do best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been a part of that now?
I was hired in May of 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going on now, well, 3.5 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's remarkable.
Really.
And
mm-hmm.
So what's happening in your world? Like, what are you guys gearing up to do right now?
So the Community Foundation is actually, we work primarily with endowment funds. So those are like, you think of it like your long-term savings account, like your RRSP. So. Mm-hmm. They're like how you do your banking, right?
Yeah.
You have your checking account that pays for all the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
Ours is your investments.
That's
side
right.
of things. So we have investments that earn interest,
yeah.
and all donations go into those,
right.
For the most part. And then every year, a percentage of those endowed funds get granted out to charities.
That's so cool.
So what is exciting about that tool that we have is we can create sector-based endowment funds. So what that means is we can create an endowment fund that would support a sector of charities that are working in a specific area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the work that we've done over the last year and a half or so with the Ukrainian Support Fund, and that has actually been a different type of tool. It's been a flow-through fund, so we receive donations and they go immediately out to support Ukrainians that are coming to Fort McMurray.
Okay.
So with that fund, we've connected in with a lot of other charities working in that space,
mm-hmm.
Such as the Newcomer Interagency Network, the YMCA, Immigration Services, etc. And we had conversations with those charities and with other community members with lived experience,
mm-hmm.
Understanding where the gaps are for immigrants and newcomers coming to Fort McMurray. I mean, most people who come to a new community, there's always barriers. I mean, even if you live, even if you're coming from Edmonton to Fort McMurray, like, where do your kids go to school? Where do you find transportation? Where do you find work? Those kinds of things. And they're even larger barriers when you're coming from another country,
right.
or culture, language poses a lot of concerns.
Right.
So we're working with these charities to help remove those barriers, reduce those barriers, remove them so that people can make this their home, they can get employment, they can be productive members of society really fast.
Right.
So we have set up the Immigrant and Newcomer Support Fund.
Cool.
So we were looking for donations for that. Basically, if I can get 1,000 people to donate $10, I've got a really nice endowment fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we raise, the more we can grant out on an annual basis forever and ever and ever,
mm-hmm.
for the charities that are supporting this work.
Yeah, very
and
cool.
Interesting fact for you.
Yeah.
Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, has the largest immigrant population per capita in Canada.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So
wild.
More than Toronto, more than Vancouver,
yeah.
Per capita, we have the highest immigrant population in Canada.
Holy.
So, right? So we have this opportunity.
That's cool.
To really improve the lives of people that are coming here and make the community and this region stronger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. That's really cool. On that note, we're going to throw to an ad.
Yes.
Carrie from Patchouli Rose, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. That's an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we started filming, you were asking about some of the art on the wall. We're filming in our lobby right now, not in the studios. We'll be back there very soon, though. But you said you were a bit of an artist.
Yes, well, a little bit, but not...
Let's talk about that for a little bit. So,
okay.
Like, where did your love of art start?
I've always been creative, but,
okay.
I took photography at Nate. So, kind of, art is something you can do, like a canvas painting is something you can do. Well, art anywhere is, you can do anywhere, right?
And yeah.
You can create anything, whether it's a canvas art or... The workshop that I was doing this weekend for the tufted brooch, learning how to do tufting and beading, is a skill set and craft that is very impressive.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. But
so
yeah,
you took photography in school then.
Mm-hmm.
How long? Like, what was that program like?
It was a 2-year program at Nate.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first year was black and white, and the second year was color.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so how do you still utilize that skill set?
Well, I don't.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Because it wasn't digital at the time, right? It was all film. So.
Yeah. Well, we got a film camera old school. I'll show it to you before we leave.
Yeah.
Like, in the...
like a Twinrex or something.
Yeah, I forget what model it is.
Right?
Oh, so you were developing your own film.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. And what I found the most fascinating about the black and white photography was hand coloring. So, and taking...
I don't know what that means. Explain that, please.
So taking an old photograph and repairing it.
Mm-hmm.
So removing all the wrinkles and the cracks, and it's basically like Photoshop now.
Yeah.
Taking an old photograph, and I did this for my father-in-law. He had a picture of his mom in his wallet that he had when he came over from Austria to Canada as a young man, and with a cardboard suitcase and $50 in his pocket. That was all he had to start his life. And he had a picture of his mom, and through the decades that he'd had it in his wallet, of course it got crumpled and ripped and torn.
Right.
So I took that photograph and created a new one without the wrinkles and made it look like new. So this was before Photoshop. Now you can do it on your camera. Your phone, I mean, right?
Yeah.
So it's an archaic skill at this point, but it's
wild. It's a cool one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been I used to work for a company that did non-destructive testing. So with radiation. So they had dark rooms in the back of the trucks so they could develop the film afterwards.
Right.
But I've never actually been in an artist's dark room before. So, when you were constructing a dark room, did you just use the one at Nate? Did you have one at home? How did you develop this film?
Primarily the ones at Nate, right?
Because
it was an expensive hobby.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? Because you'd buy your film and you'd take 20 pictures and only maybe one of them turns out.
Yeah.
It was a very expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So did you do that right out of high school, or is that something?
Right out of high school.
Neat.
Shot right from grade. grade 12 into NEET.
What did your parents think about that?
So my parents are really good about support. They supported anything that I would have done.
Yeah.
I probably, if I was a parent, I probably would have sat them down and said, maybe you should take a business degree on top of that skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the time, we actually had, Nikon came in and they showed us their digital camera. It was brand new,
right.
Like super new, and it basically took up a 6-foot table, right? It was huge,
yeah.
And it was, and you could totally see where photography was going,
yeah.
In the future. So film, of course, is
yeah.
Bye bye.
Yeah, it's still cool though.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Like I said, we've got a camera right there. Like it's my dad's from the 70s, and
okay.
So like I got it. It was in perfect condition. So, like, I took out the film and we got it developed. And, like, the memories that were there were wild.
Right.
And from time to time, I don't even know if it works anymore, to be honest with you. But, like, I would still click.
Yeah.
And so, like, one day somebody's going to develop that film and be just like...
Right.
It's a cool way to take a photo.
It is, yeah.
There's something to it. And when, like, you go through those old photo albums, because now we're kind of always posed. We know it's going to happen, right?
And for kids to share in those memories too, mm-hmm. right? Because when you're a child, you can flip through a photo album.
That's right.
Whereas now,
yeah.
you can't see those memories as a little person,
yeah.
Looking back and seeing,
yeah.
well, who is this auntie of mine? Who is this uncle, right? So
yeah.
there's all those family relationships or those friends of
yeah.
families that that interaction between family members
yeah.
is lost because
yeah.
it's all kept on digital. And
that's right.
Not that, unless you actually... go and print them off.
Yeah, but, that's right.
Yeah.
So when people think about NEET, they think of it as such a trade-based organization, but this is
yeah.
a very creative outlet that they were training you in.
Yes. That was like 1991, 92.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was a long time ago,
yeah.
but I think they've still got the photography program. I could be wrong on that, but
yeah.
I know they've expanded their
yeah.
offerings as well. But there's
cool.
some great colleges, and Keanu is another really great avenue here locally. For,
yeah.
And actually, I'm going to tie it back to the immigrant.
Let's do it.
Work that we're doing. Keanu is one of our sponsors for our upcoming event.
Right.
Because they have their international students have exploded in popularity. So
mm-hmm.
they have expanded their program and exponentially,
yeah.
which is a huge bonus to our region. We
yeah.
have a ton of students. Actually, I met one at a furniture place here locally that she'd been in here in Fort McMurray for 20 days.
Yeah.
And in Canada for 20 days. But she
right.
was taking the business admin degree at Keanu.
Wow.
So Keanu is sponsoring our event on October 13th.
There we go.
And Synovus actually has been a really good supporter of Vital Signs as a whole, and we're using a portion of their sponsorship for this event as well. So the event
mm-hmm.
is called Empowering Dreams and Building Stronger Communities. And I am really excited to share that we have the Lieutenant Governor of Alberta, Salma Lakhani, coming to Fort McMurray. She is our honorary patron, and this will be her first visit to Fort McMurray. So I'm really excited to hear a little bit about her story. And as well, our keynote speaker is Tarek Haddad. He is the CEO and founder of Peace by Chocolate. And his family's story of immigrating to Canada from Syria to Anaganish and setting
wow.
up a chocolate shop is quite inspiring. And he'll be talking about sharing his perspectives about entrepreneurship and immigration and how the two of them can be used to build really strong communities. So
yeah.
we're really excited to have him. Get your tickets. They can be purchased through our website at wbcfoundation.ca.
Okay.
They're $40. Super cheap. This is not an exclusive luncheon or gala dinner or something. This is a community-based initiative,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted it to be kept accessible by the majority of people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'd love to see you out there. It'll be a great luncheon.
Yeah.
So 11:30 to 1:30 on October 13th.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. No, that's
yeah.
cool. And pretty interesting individuals that you have coming to speak as well.
Yes. Yeah, really excited to bring that caliber. It's going to be a busy week that week, though. But yeah. There's a lot going on coming up in October.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're excited for this one.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, that's pretty much the end of our time today.
Okay.
But you get a shameless shout-out or plug before you leave. The whole show is a shameless shout-out or plug, basically. But you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have
all right.
Fun.
Well, for all the listeners out there, I just want to say thank you for all of the things that you do, obviously watching this program, spending your time watching this, and also for those that volunteer or give back or even paying it forward at the Tim Hortons lineup. That's all charity. That is all community philanthropy. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you do. And if you're able to reach a little bit deeper, please consider donating to the Community Foundation for the Immigrant and Newcomer Support Fund or any of the other funds that we have, or show up for our event and buy your tickets and come out and have a great afternoon, great lunch. Looking forward to a beautiful fall afternoon.
There we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.